Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on BullMarketRun.com. With me on the phone from the interior of British Columbia is Mr. David W. Johnston, president of Rainbow Resources RBW, Randy Bob William on the TSX Venture Exchange. David, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on BMR to talk about Rainbow. And I also understand you're a proud new grandpa for the very first time, so congratulations on that. Maybe an up-and-coming young prospector, a new prospector on the Rainbow team.
Yeah, we are excited. Brand new granddaughter, our daughter in Vancouver, presented to us just recently, John, and we just had a nice short visit with her, and I'm out in British Columbia right now and watching the snow melt, which is a great thing to see because that's one of the delays that we've been having. Not really a delay. I mean, the snow comes and goes every year, but there was a lot of snow this year. And now that that's dissipating, we're anticipating the work permits from BC Mines. We're raring to go.
The environment, David, for junior resource stocks has been challenging, to say the least, over the past couple of months. How has this impacted Rainbow? Has it changed any of your plans going forward?
Well, with the market conditions the way they have been, we've had to do a lot of planning. We haven't changed our planning for the drilling projects in the Slocan. But we've been quietly and effectively building this business over the past few months and adding much more value than what the company had at the end of 2011. So, John, we have not been slowed down by the market. We are aggressively moving ahead, making things happen, and communicating with our shareholders and working hard on the ground. Rainbow's have strong supporters, and they're financially capable of ensuring this company moves forward continuously. Now, the flagship of our Big Strike project, the drill-ready stage right now, and Gold Viking will be first, followed by the International. That's been announced a couple of times as we're waiting for snow to go and our drilling permits to be issued. John, of our four high-priority properties, three of them are former high-grade producers that have never previously been drilled. The Gold Viking, the Ottawa, and the International. Now, the referendum property, as we discovered, has open pit potential. We're considering conducting a 10,000-ton bulk sample at the referendum, which should also generate significant revenues for us. So our focus on the Big Strike is solid and going ahead, but recently we've also added value by optioning the Jewel Ridge property down in Nevada, just outside of Eureka, and we've gained a strategic foothold in the Slocan Valley's Flake Graphite District.
Okay, David, tell us about the Jewel Ridge property. You made a visit down there in April. Are there some results from initial field work at Jewel Ridge that you'll be releasing soon, and what sort of opportunity do you see there?
And I'd love to talk about Jewel Ridge. Yes, visited Jewel Ridge a short time ago with Bob Morris, a geologist from Moose Mountain Technologies. We did quite a bit of sampling over the property, and those samples got into AALS lab, and we're awaiting the results of those assays. The obvious mineralization is over a very quiet area on the Jewel Ridge, and past producing open pits have a great historical, great history of drill results. There's a 2.1 gram per ton gold over 39.6 meters, which has real easy access. We're putting together an initial drill program there. Exploration update on the Jewel Ridge will be out. It'll be coming soon when those assays come. We'll have a news release coming out to all our shareholders.
Looking forward to that. On Thursday of last week, David, you came out with news. Gold Viking is inching closer to the drilling stage, but you've also now staked out a position in the Valhalla Metamorphic Complex in the pursuit of flake graphite near your Big Strike project. Critics would say you're jumping on the flavor of the month. So my question to you is, why flake graphite when you've already got your hands full with the Big Strike project as well as Nevada?
Well, we'd been contacted by other people had been talking about graphite play, and for Rainbow, this was a strategic move at a very low cost. It's made our company more attractive in many ways. My God, the Eagle Graphite property is, they're our neighbors right in our backyard, so we have economies of scale in terms of exploration. We quietly stake some very nice ground, about 40 square kilometers. What you have to realize is that this part of the Sulcan Valley, Valhalla Metamorphic Complex, could very easily emerge as the world's largest flake graphite camp. That's how big this potential could be, but few people know about it because the company which is the leader in this area, Eagle Graphite, with what looks like a massive deposit, is currently privately held. Eagle Graphite is the only natural flake graphite producer in Western North America. I've spoken with Jamie Deeth, the president of Eagle Graphite. He's a smart businessman. He knows the flake graphite business inside out. He has a deposit, a processing plant, and buyers for his product. There's no area in Canada geologically has such unique and ideal conditions for flake graphite than where we are in the Sulcan Valley. The host rocks are ideal, younger, as well as those of Quebec and China, for example. The flat, flaky flakes have been well preserved. The quality is there, and it's very close to surface. There is a very real possibility for multiple deposits over a wide area, stretching at least 30 kilometers north-south and 20 kilometers east-west. I might even mention right now that the ground that we staked a few weeks ago we've been completely surrounded now by other stakers coming into the game.
Well, that's interesting, David. So lots of potential, obviously, with that the market probably has not quite yet picked up on.
I don't think the market has picked up on. And, you know, if this area is going to develop into one of the world's largest flake graphite camps, Rainbow is going to be well positioned to take advantage of that opportunity for its shareholders. So that's why we made that move, in the best interest of our shareholders. From a business standpoint, it was really a no-brainer. Again, we've got economies of scale in terms of exploration, and there's already a processing plant in the area. High-quality flake graphite in the Sulcan Valley in abundance really underscores the enormous geological potential of the West Kootenays. It's like a huge jewelry store, lots of exciting things once you start looking inside. And I shudder to think what our shareholders would be thinking of us if we sat idly by and let all this ground disappear when we're almost standing on it.
Let's talk about market awareness for a little bit, David. Again, it's a challenging environment right now, obviously, for companies to get their message out. Does Rainbow have anything planned that will raise much greater awareness of its projects in the coming weeks and months?
John, there's no other junior company that reports and brings news to their shareholders than Rainbow. We're committed to keeping our shareholders, investors, and everybody that follows Rainbow informed what this company is doing. We're very transparent, and we are known for our open communication lines. You know, the very best investment you can make in terms of raising awareness of your company is bringing the people right to your project. And that's exactly what we're going to do over the summer, and the impact should be significant. We're working, John, at the moment on bringing out newsletter writers from North America and Europe. We're bringing mine, analysts, brokers, and major investors to visit our projects in the West Kootenays. Various points over the summer, that should go over extremely well. We're a very exciting draw. It's a very beautiful area. We have high-grade near-surface gold and silver mineralization. The drills will be turning to the right. Plus, the area features the only producing flake graphite mine in Western North America. It is going to be an exciting summer for Rainbow. So be sure to keep following the Rainbow, John.
Well, we certainly will, David, and we thank you for your time here today. Good luck going forward. It's going to be a very busy summer coming up here for Rainbow Research. It should be very exciting as the drills do start turning at your big strike project. So thank you for joining us, and continued good luck.
Hey, John, that's wonderful. It looks like we finished this interview just in time. That little granddaughter is being passed over to me right now.
Okay, well, I know you've got things to attend to then immediately, but thanks for joining us, David, and you've been listening to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com where we do bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector. I've been speaking with David W. Johnston, president of Rainbow Resources on the TSX Venture Exchange.